What links an apple brandy, a famous tapestry, and a pediatric ankle fracture? Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose, and today I want to mention an important eponymous paediatric ankle fracture of which we should all be aware. Now, it's been a while since our Director of Clinical Training, Dr. David Sorrell, has been on the podcast. For a number of reasons, he's been extremely busy, and finding the time to sit down to record something has been tricky. But each week, we usually have a natter in the office about interesting cases we've seen recently, or new guidelines or papers that have appeared. And this week we talked about an interesting ankle fracture he'd seen, a telo fracture. This is an important eponym for us to know about in the urgent care setting. The telo fracture is a type of Salter-Harris III fracture of the distal tibia and is seen in adolescence, usually around 12 to 14, at the time the tibial epiphysis is fusing. Due to the way the epiphysis closes, the lateral portion is usually the last to fuse, and this means that an external rotational force, with some supination, can result in the anterior-inferior tibiofibular ligament avulsing the anterolateral tibia. A key feature with these injuries is that the child will be non-weight-bearing, but according to Ortho Bullets, swelling is not that significant. Palpated pain is usually found higher than your typical ankle sprain along the anterolateral joint line. So your suspicion should be raised if you have a non-weight-bearing adolescent with pain to the anterolateral joint line, and you should therefore look very closely for a fracture through the distal tibial epiphysis on X-ray. As a Salter-Harris III fracture, these need us to refer to orthopaedics. There are operative and non-operative management options, and there are occasions where a CT is used, but these are all decisions for the orthopaedic team, and it should be an easy referral for you to make. But I guess one area of difficulty might be in a child with the right mechanism of injury, tenderness in the right area, and non-weight-bearing, for whom X-rays are apparently normal. In these situations, the important thing is not to simply diagnose a sprain and discharge the patient from your care. Whether you discuss your clinical concerns with the orthopaedic team and arrange orthopaedic follow-up, or arrange appropriate review in your fracture clinic, you should be keeping a close eye on that child. Ortho Bullets say that these account for 3 to 5% of paediatric ankle fractures, so do keep them in mind. I've linked in the show notes to the Ortho Bullets page, which, as always, is worth reviewing. Now, what was that about apple brandy and tapestries? Well, the telo fracture is yet another eponymous fracture named after a French surgeon. Paul Jules Telo was a French surgeon and anatomist who lived from 1834 to 1904. He identified this fracture and its association with the anterior inferior tibiofibular ligament through cadaveric studies, and it now bears his name. He was from the département of Calvados in Normandy. This is home to the apple brandy of the same name, and is home to the Bayeux Tapestry, which depicts the Norman invasion of England in 1066, and features probably the most famous corneal foreign body in English history. Now, we'll be back again next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then, but for now, thanks for listening.